Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris today, their first meeting since Mr. Zelensky's election earlier this year. The meeting, brokered by France and Germany, is aimed at reviving stalled talks on the five-year conflict in Ukraine, which has killed more than 13,000 people. Yesterday, around 5,000 demonstrated in the Ukrainian capital Kiev, warning Mr. Zelensky to resist pressure from Mr. Putin for territorial concessions. Donako O'Bakroyn is Associate Professor in the School of Law and Government at Dublin City University. He's in our studio this morning with us. A very good morning to you. Thank you
morning.
For coming to talk to us. This is Europe's only war. To some extent, it's perhaps a forgotten war. Why this initiative now from France and Germany to try to make progress and to get some resolution?
Well, that's a good question. In large part, it's because President Zelensky of Ukraine has signed up to what's known as a Steinmeier formula, which is one that would initiate elections in Ukraine and in the southeast of Ukraine, where the separatists are. And the question is whether these elections would take place after Ukraine has regained control of the territories, or whether there would be elections first and then they would regain territory. So more or less, this was a condition for Vladimir Putin. He had talked to Vladimir Zelensky on the phone, but he hadn't actually agreed to meet him until this had signed up to in the 1st of October. So this is the first time that the four leaders will have met. This is the so-called Normandy format, with Merkel, Macron, and the presidents of Ukraine and Russia. And it's the first face-to-face meeting of Vladimir Putin and the Ukrainian president.
To be clear, Crimea, which was seized by the Russians, is off the agenda, is it? That's not going to be
it
discussed.
Is, and that's a victory for Vladimir Putin. And there's a question mark about whether he's really sincere about solving the problem in the southeast of Ukraine, because as long as that's on the agenda, Crimea is completely forgotten about. And it allows him, I've been to Ukraine a lot over the last year, and there's a strong feeling there that the aim of Vladimir Putin's policy isn't really southeast Ukraine, it's Ukraine as a whole, and he's using southeast Ukraine as a lever to exercise control over Ukraine, and that they don't accept his role, as he's going to present it today, as a mediator, as a referee. As far as they see it, he's like an arsonist who started a fire and now is presenting himself as a fireman.
Right. So his interest then is to keep Ukraine unstable, to keep it weak, and presumably to limit any Western European incursion or influence in Ukraine. Is that right?
That's certainly the view in Kiev. The deputy prime minister, the one responsible for Euro-Atlantic integration, said that more or less that Putin's objective is to keep Ukraine weak, to keep it chaotic, and to stop it drifting towards the European Union and NATO. And indeed, that is the origin of how we got into this conflict in the first place. It was when, more or less, this tug of war between the European Union and Russia took place in 2014, that the annexation in Crimea took place and the conflict was stimulated in the southeast of Ukraine.
What about the concern then of some Ukrainians? I mentioned those who demonstrated yesterday, including the last president, the man defeated in this year's election. Their concerns that because he's inexperienced, he's a former, people will know, television comedian who was elected to the presidency, that he simply could be outmaneuvered by Putin.
This is very much the case. He has no political experience prior to becoming president. As you say, he was an actor in a very popular series called Servant of the People, a fictional series in which he plays a Ukrainian president who's been catapulted from being a history teacher to Ukrainian president by accident. And people projected a lot onto this actor. And we didn't really know much about where he stood politically. So there's a fear that up against someone like Vladimir Putin, who's a KGB agent, an ex-KGB agent, who has 20 years experience of leading Russia, that he will be outmaneuvered and that he may... I mean, his challenge is to be seen to make progress, but without compromising on fundamentals.
In the months, though, that he's been in the job, has he shown any signs of growing into the role? Any reasons to believe that he might have the skills necessary?
He's certainly, I think, genuine in his quest to achieve a breakthrough. He announced his kind of policy towards the summit on Facebook recently. He's a very good media communicator in that respect, and he was on a treadmill in a gym, and he said, look, you know, people say I shouldn't be engaging with Putin,
right?
But if I don't engage with Putin, we're going to be like me on this treadmill now. I'm going to be moving continuously but not going anywhere. So even though it's not particularly popular in Ukraine to engage with Russia, they see Russia as I said the spoiler in Ukraine, but there's also a recognition that, you know, no progress is possible without Russia and without Putin's consent.
All right, there we leave it. Donako O'Bakroyn, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.